Good morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you?
Excellent. Got a couple of days off coming, at least on your radio side, but...
Yes.
Otherwise, you never rest. The FDA has approved a new drug that may help stop a rare fatal condition that doctors call a ticking time bomb. That's the headline. And then they say, don't Google it, but... You know, it's fatal. Yes, you probably don't want to know that, but the truth is the truth. What are we talking about here? What's the disease?
The disease is called pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH. What that means is that the small blood vessels in the lung start to thicken up. The walls of, think of it as a pipe, and the walls of the pipe start to become wider, or increase in size, so that the area inside the pipe that the water, or in this case, the blood flows through, becomes more narrow. And so you have more pressure that is required to push the blood through that pipe because you have more restriction, there's more resistance. And over time, what happens is if we think of, because this affects the heart, think of what the heart is doing. The right side of the heart receives blood from your body to send to your lungs to get oxygen. And then it comes back to the left side of your heart to then distribute to the rest of your body. So it goes around in a nice big circle or cycle. The lungs are involved in oxygenating the blood. Those blood vessels in the lung are very small. They don't require for the right side of the heart very much pressure to push blood through. Those arteries are very delicate. So the right side of the heart doesn't generate very much pressure. The left side of the heart is the one that generates all the pressure to push blood through your body. So what happens is when you have increased resistance, those tiny blood vessels in the lung that start to become stiffer and require more pressure for blood to travel into the lung, the right side of the heart has to work harder to do that. And it's not designed to do that. It's designed to go under low pressure. So the right side of the heart eventually fails, and it just fails, and the heart just doesn't work anymore. That's the end result of this disease. The other problem is that because it's more difficult to get blood into the lungs, you have more difficulty breathing and you have more difficulty getting oxygen. And the combination of those two things makes it difficult for you to do anything. You get tired very easily. You can't walk very much. You really are restricted in your ability to do anything. There's just no energy available. So that's what the disease is. This new it's really symptomatic relief. There's no treatment available that deals with the actual underlying changes that result in the lung, and hence the lifespan for people that have pulmonary arterial hypertension. That is a rare disease to begin with, but the lifespan is very short. You just do not survive very long with that. So that's
the young woman in this story has already had a heart attack on an airplane, and
yeah,
I mean, she looks very young. She's in her 20s, yeah. I think.
Yeah, and the consequence.
She has an oxygen mask or those little nose pieces. And it's just very sad to see someone so young and otherwise healthy looking being ill. So what's this treatment, or we don't like to use the word cure, Doc. You taught us that yesterday.
So it's not a cure. In fact, we still don't know. This medication is designed to reverse some of the processes that cause the buildup in those arterial walls. That is, it reduces the thickening of those walls, which is what's causing the problem in the first place. And it does that by attacking a few proteins that are responsible for that. It's a complicated biochemical thing. So really, the end result is that it tries to reverse and remodel those arteries, meaning that the arteries become less thick, the resistance reduces, the heart has to work less hard to circulate blood. You can breathe better. You can get more oxygen. So that's what this medication does at $14,000 a dose required every 3 weeks for the rest of your life.
Okay. I'm sure OHIP will be happy to pick up the cost of that. But that's what happens when a disease is really rare as well, right?
That's right. Yeah.
You can't mass produce the drug. So that gets me to the question I was going to go to anyway. Could this also be used in other ways to solve other problems, other kinds of heart disease or stroke or, you know?
So no, this is something that is specific to those pulmonary arteries. And part of the problem with pulmonary arterial hypertension is that not only is it the heart that suffers and the lungs that suffer, but you also get blood clots in the lungs. So, and you can get heart attack because the heart is working too hard and you're not getting enough blood back to the heart. When you think about the circulation of blood, right, the blood that's going into the lungs needs to get oxygen, and then it comes back to the heart on the left side to give blood to the heart for the heart to function. So if you're not getting enough oxygen in the blood itself, and that blood is returning to the heart, now your heart, the left side that's working much harder to put blood around your body, doesn't have enough oxygen to do that. And that's what can lead to the heart attacks, right? It's no oxygen getting to your heart muscle. And so that heart muscle starts to suffer. So that's part of the problem. And you also get blood clots in the lung from the damage to the arteries in the lung. So it's a very complicated disease. And this medication really only works on those arteries, doesn't really work on anything else. And so we also don't know, because it's been expedited in terms of approval, what the long-term benefit will be. Is this something that's going to help someone for a long time, or is it a temporary thing? So it's a good advance. I mean, let's face it, there's been no treatments up to now, so it's a very good advance. And it also illustrates a broader understanding of the processes that lead to the disease. So what the next steps, we hope, are that you'll have version 2 and version 3 and tweaking of the medications to help people suffering with this condition so they have better longevity and a much better quality of life. So this is version 1, and it's a good step, but many physicians that are looking at this saying, yeah, it's a good first step, but we really just don't know whether this is going to have a positive long-term effect for people. And it's certainly not a cure. We can't say that this is a cure at all.
Very sad to get a diagnosis like that. Wow.
Yeah, it is not a good diagnosis to get, because it does affect predominantly women, and it tends to happen when you're younger. And that's it's a devastating illness to have.
Well, Doc, you have a great long weekend, and I'll talk to you. Well, we'll hear you on Sunday, and then we'll talk to you.
I will be on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk to you on, I think, Monday we're back.
That's my understanding, is that we're back on Monday.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you then.
Okay. All right.
Medical Myth Busting with Dr. Barry Dworkin, host of House Calls, Sundays at 11. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning.